Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Mitchell Hour Reacts. In my time in therapy, the one thing that I think worked the best for me was calming down and thinking about the situation in its entirety before you get upset. And also realizing the part that you played in the situation. And I think a lot of people think it's just easier to point fingers than to work on yourself. And that's true. But the reason I'm bringing this up today is I want to play two videos. The first video is from Sukiana. And you can tell that she's hurt. You can tell that she's triggered. But let's go ahead and play this video, and then I'll come back to with the rest of my commentary.
Well, the new people, I don't know about them.
Would you like to have a relationship with your dad, though? Do you feel like if he was able to reach out, would you be willing to have a conversation with them? Because I think those are important.
They deadbeats. They don't take care of their children. They cheat on their woman. They don't help their family members. As soon as they get money, they get their girlfriend. They take care of their girlfriend. They don't take care of their mom.
All right. So, one question made her really go in. Now, I'm not here to place blame on anybody. The point of this episode is to show that no matter who you are, how much money you have, you can always be hurt. And I feel like we need to break these generational curses, because we as a people, and when I mean we as a people, I mean African Americans, were never really into therapy. Our therapy was church. Our therapy was other family members. Our therapy was gossip. But take a look at your family, take a look at yourself, and you would totally understand what I'm saying. So, Sukiana doesn't know her father. And from the different clips and the different things that she does, you could tell that she's been through a lot. And you can tell that she has nobody that can offer her any type of guidance. She doesn't have a strong foundation. And if you are jumping on these different podcasts that are, you will come across The Red Pill and Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, Mediocre to Terrium Reviews. And a lot of these gentlemen project their insecurities onto women and how it's the woman's fault. And then you go to Horrible Decisions or See the Thing Is, and you see that they do the same thing as the men do in the red pill. Projection. It's the men's fault. It's this. And, you know, men are dogs. But you know what I've realized in my 40 years of living? Accountability, self-healing equals peace. Not being so triggered by your past or being triggered by somebody else's happiness. If you really heal and you have peace in your life, there's no reason to project your insecurities onto other people. Now, the next video I'm going to play is from Sauce Walker. I'm going to play this video and then I'll come back with the rest of my commentary.
The main thing in the world that cripples men and that weakens men's pride or that slows or hinders men, a man down is women. The things that most men hustle and work hard for is to take care of or to fuck off with women.
There you have it. We played Tukiana at first. Now we played Sauce Walker A from a man's point of view. Saying that niggas ain't shit from the woman's point of view. And then from the men's point of view, say that women ain't shit. Cat Williams said it the best.
Ladies, on the other hand, if you 25 years old and you still walking around talking about niggas ain't shit, you need to get a handle on your motherfucking life and take some responsibility, bitch. What you mean to say is all the niggas you fuck with ain't shit. You need to figure out what it is about your pussy that keep attracting ain't shit niggas.
And I think that statement goes for men and women. It's like once you reach the age of at least 30 to 40, you have to realize that your childhood trauma, your relationships don't define you. How you come out of that trauma, how you come out of those failed relationships and better yourself as a person is what defines you. But I just feel like social media and Hollywood, celebrities, these are hurt people. And they give their opinions on certain situations. And, you know, Summer Walker was hurt by Little Meech. She was hurt by Larry. She was hurt by London on the track. But instead of healing the projection of her insecurities, you know, her fans are jumping on her on the bandwagon and bashing these young brothers, even though, you know, they have accountability in her hurt as well. But my point is, celebrities, they jump online and they say a lot of things. And why people take their word to be the gospel because they have money is crazy. And I feel like a lot of these people are destroying the culture, destroying young men and women, because if you're looking up to somebody and they're just as hurt as you, no healing is going to come from that because you're stuck on her every word and projecting your insecurities onto a man that had to come in your relationship and deal with with your baggage, or projecting your insecurities on a woman that had to jump in who shouldn't have to be your second mother. So we need to heal. Stop looking to celebrities that are just as hurt as us common regular folks. We need to heal. We need to go to therapy. You need to take a deep look in the mirror and see why your relationships fail, why your mother and your father's relationship didn't last. And I think that's another thing is adults need to realize, parents need to realize that once that relationship ends, you don't stop being a parent. You don't have to be together, but you need to co-parent. You need to be there for those children because the children see the negativity that you guys are spewing to each other. The children see the things that you guys say and do. And all that is creating is scarred children. They're going to continue to do the same things. That behavior is not going to stop. Pour love into your children. Pour love into your spouses. Pour love into people. But most importantly, pour love into yourself. and realize that a lot of things that go on in your life was probably because of the way that you acted. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Mitchell Hour Reacts. Until next time, I'm out.